It's Thursday, April 28th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Carolina State University now requires students to obtain a permit before they can speak about Jesus on campus. Grace Christian Life, a registered student organization at NC State, has filed suit with the university over the policy. This comes after the organization's unsuccessful appeal to the university last year. The Worldview spoke to Tyson Langhofer, the Alliance Defending Freedom lawyer, on the Grace Christian case.
Grace Christian felt like they had no choice but to file this lawsuit because they feel like this policy is stopping them from being able to carry out their mission there on campus and to be able to just engage in conversations that any other person is engaging in on campus.
Jesus reminds us of the blessing in store for those who are his faithful witnesses. Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. In Mosul, Iraq, ISIS has executed around 250 women as well as some of their family members for their refusal to participate in the Islamic sex slave market. Many of these women are Christians. Praise God for their courage, and may the Lord judge their oppressors. Franklin Graham announced on Tuesday that he stands with the American Family Association and 900,000-plus Americans who are boycotting Target for their gender-neutral bathroom policy. Creationist Ken Ham also criticized Target, saying they need to hear that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. You can join the boycott of Target by going to the American Family Association website, afa.net/activism. Then click on the link, Action Alerts. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert was sentenced to 15 months in a federal prison yesterday, making him the highest-ranking American official to be incarcerated. Hastert pled guilty to a bank fraud case against him, connected with sexually abusing teenage boys while coaching high school wrestling. Two witnesses confirmed the homosexual abuse on the part of this powerful political leader in the court proceedings. Paul writes of this abomination in Romans 1. The men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. National Geographic photographs indicate ISIS may have destroyed the Moshki and Nurgle gates at the ancient site of Nineveh in Iraq. Michael Dante, professor of archaeology at Boston University, has confirmed the gates have been destroyed. Ted Cruz formally announced his vice presidential pick, Carly Fiorina, while speaking in Indiana. This comes after frontrunner Donald Trump swept 5 primary states on Tuesday. Trump is calling for a makeover of American foreign policy by, quote, getting out of the nation-building business, unquote. The National Assessment for Educational Progress has released its 2015 standardized test results for American public schools, and the results are dismal. The national scores indicated a statistically significant 2-point drop in math and a 1-point drop in reading since 2013. Students below the 10th percentile dropped a full 6 points. The Virginia Department of Health has suspended the license of the Virginia Health Group, an abortion mill located in Fairfax, for 26 violations. The operator and abortionist, Stephen Chase Brigham, has lost his license in other states due to reports of women injured or dying and dozens of murdered babies stored in freezers. Human life begins at conception, but it also begins with a flash. Researchers at the Northwestern University in Chicago observed, for the first time in humans, what has also been observed in animals, a bright flash of light when a sperm meets an egg. Truly we say with the psalmist, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Psalm 139:14. The Christian ministry Megavoice estimates there are 4 million oral learners for whom the only way to hear the gospel is through audible scripture. Megavoice has partnered with missionaries to be able to bring the Bible in audio format to many different language groups. The Worldview spoke to Greg Kelly, CEO of World Missions, who works with Megavoice to distribute these audio Bibles.
By giving it to them in audio, it will go to their heart because they'll value it, they'll gather around it, and it really, in many of these cultures, whether it's oral learners and unreached people, community is highly valued. So not only will they hear it, but their family will hear it, their neighbors will hear it, and they'll share it with other people.
Praise God for the work of Megavoice. Surely, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. And that's the Worldview on this Thursday, April 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. We'd like your feedback. What do you like about the Worldview? What sets it apart? Have you used this newscast in a family devotional or family worship? We'd love to hear from you. Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.